Good morning, I'm Donna Quinn, and for the next half hour you'll be listening to Talk of Our Towns. The Columbian Theater in downtown Astoria, Oregon is a gem. It has been a community gathering place for a long, long time, and it is owned at this moment by Janine Fairchild and Uriah Halsley, who have owned the theater for over 15 years. The theater is in danger of going dark if it does not go digital. So the community and the region have mounted a campaign. It's called the End of the Reel campaign. And there's an event on Saturday night at the Columbian Theater we're going to hear about today. My guests are Marianne Meyer. She is a local citizen, and she is involved with the End of the Reel campaign. She's on the committee. Hi, Marianne. How are you?
Good morning, Donna. I'm fine.
I'm glad you're here. And also Janine Fairchild, who co-owns the theater with her husband, Uriah, and they also have the Columbian Cafe and the Voodoo Lounge. Hi, Janine.
Hi, Donna. Great to be here.
It's good to have you all here. This is exciting and a tremendous opportunity, really, for the community to come together and do something pretty exciting here. So before we talk about the Columbian Theater and why it's important and the kinds of things that you all are doing in order to be able to go digital by the end of the summer, let's just talk a little bit about each one of you. So, Marianne, please tell us a little about yourself.
Well, I am currently retired and in service of a whole lot of organizations in the community, do a lot of work, serve on board, volunteer boards. But my time here since I moved back to the coast in 93 has been involved in the food world. So when I worked at, among many other places, the Columbian Cafe, which is how I met Uriah and Janine. So right now I'm working with the North Coast Food Web, with the Astoria Co-op, with the Cooking Matters. I'm leaving here today to go cook pizza with some high school kids that are doing a summer cooking class through the food bank in Warrenton, the main food bank, CCA Regional Food Bank. So if it's about food, I usually am at least on the periphery of that.
And you're a wonderful chef. I've had your food and it's delicious.
Thanks.
Very creative. So, all right, so you're engaged and involved with very worthwhile things that are going on in this community, and it's so important that we have volunteers and people who step up to do that. That's what makes it all work.
I'm chagrined that I didn't mention Coast Community Radio.
Yes, I hear you on the radio, Marianne. You are here.
What the heck?
It's hard to remember all of the things we all do. Everyone gets involved. And Janine Fairchild, please tell us about yourself.
Well, I came here in 1980, roundsabout. I met Uriah, actually, at the Columbian Cafe. And my main source of work throughout my life has been in live theater, actually, with costuming. So it's kind of funny that we've segued over to film, although I've always loved film. And I still do costuming with Coaster Theater in Cannon Beach. But now I'm doing the in the movie world and been loving it for 15 years.
You're the voodoo. No, let's see. Now, it's Voodoo Queen.
I am the film queen and the voodoo queen.
You're the film queen and the voodoo queen. That's right. Yeah. Because the Columbian Theater has been around for over 30 years. I mean, and Uriah has really put food on the map in Astoria. I think he was the first one to really make people say, whoa, you have to go to Astoria because there's the Columbian Cafe.
Yeah, and the Columbian Cafe has actually been here over 30 years. The Columbian Theater was actually running 10 years before that and has been a theater kind of off and on since it was built in 1925. It had been, I think at one time it was a skating rink, and at one time it was live theater. The Lewis and Clark Actors used to come down here from Portland. And so it's had a long and varied and sundry existence.
And the Columbian Cafe and the Voodoo Lounge and the Columbian Theater are just right there on the corner. Uh-huh. That's complex. And I know when people think about going out in the evening, whether it's young people or families, when you think about you're going to the Columbian, you think you're going to have a wonderful time because there's a richness about it because it's not a sterile theater. It's everything is absolutely singular. It's absolutely unique to this community, to this area.
Yeah,
which I think
really
people
is.
Love. Mm-hmm. So you all have owned the theater for over 15 years, and tell us about the theater in the sense that it provides film at very reduced cost, and you can also eat delicious food and drink good beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we do what's called second run film. So after it's played the first run theaters and had the big opening days and been on the screens for a while.
For the big prices.
For the big prices, we can bring it in at a lower price. All the studios have different rules of how that happens, but we're able to do that. And also, we're able to bring in, at times, films that might not play here in town because they're too obscure or they're too indie or they're too small release, and because of the rules of studios and whatnot, the Gateway might not be able to get those films in, even though they want to. I don't know what to say about that, but
yeah, foreign films,
foreign films and indie films and mm-hmm. small release. Mm-hmm. We try to show some of those. We have a certain amount of the community that is very appreciative of that, and so we really want to keep that happening.
Yes, and you bring in some documentaries, too.
And we do some documentaries and some local filmmakers. And
yes. Mm-hmm. And it's not even just all always about film. There are all kinds of community events that take place there. The Fisher Poets Gathering.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And you want to talk a little bit about why you think the Columbian Theater is so important, Marianne?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We don't have a whole lot of time, so I'll try to be very specific because my list is long of why it's important. And not the least of which is that it has been a training ground and a welcoming place for generations of high school kids who get to work at the theater, grow up to work in the cafe or to work in the voodoo or to go on through the community and do whatever they're going to do. But it is so great to see literally generations of young people who have worked there. I also am extremely appreciative of the fact that the Columbian supports our public schools by doing private showings for school classes, doing showings for local nonprofits, either by way of just a promotion or fundraising. There are all of these things. There are all of these services that are provided by the Columbian that go far beyond buy a ticket and see a movie and have a wonderful time and sit in a love seat that's next to a love seat that you realize, oh, I know that person and I know that person and I know that person. It's really like sitting in the balcony for a movie at the Columbian is very much like being in an enlarged living room in that you know a whole lot of people and people are there to have fun and be relaxed and eat. As my husband says, we go there for a pizza and beer and, oh, by the way, there's a movie.
That's true.
It is like a whole...
It's a community gathering mm-hmm. place, and I know there are very few of these theaters that still exist in the United
States.
Well,
there's going to be even less now that we have this whole digital issue.
Right.
And I really just think, aside from all of the community services provided by the theater specifically, that it is absolutely the best cheap date in town. Absolutely.
And so, Lynn, let's talk about what is the end of the reel campaign and what is the danger? The Columbian Theater is in danger of closing.
Yes, and it's not just the Columbian. It is every movie theater in the United States. And that may or may not be a big challenge, depending on how big a theater you are. Are you part of a chain and you're just going to, like, get the quantity discount on your digital projectors? Or are you a small mom-and-pop community theater where a $50,000 price tag for a digital projector is damaging? It's the difference between we're going to continue to be here or we're not. And over the last few years of threatening to go digital in this country, all of us who love the small theaters have been hoping that maybe there's going to be a way where it wouldn't happen or there might be an exception for these small second-run theaters. But now there is no more, like, 11th-hour call from the governor. It's actually going to happen, and it doesn't matter what the big directors who don't want to go digital, it doesn't matter what they say, and it doesn't matter what we say in support of our local theater. All theaters must go digital. There will be no more film.
And this is coming from the film board?
From the gods of the film industry.
Okay, yeah. Are saying everything must go digital.
Yes, everything. They will no longer make film, just like cameras, you know, like you... They pretty much don't make 35mm film anymore for cameras, do they?
Way of the Dodo Bird.
Yeah, Way of the Dodo Bird. And, I mean, in a way, it's you know, you have to look on the bright side. It will be way less expensive for filmmakers to create films, which might open some doors for some, you know, small guys that don't have the money to make films like the big studios. So, which may be a good or a bad thing. I don't know.
I guess we're going to find out.
We're going to find out. But, and there, the good thing about not having film is we don't have that product in the environment, although they do recycle it. But, so there are definitely an upside to it, but it definitely is going to be different.
And like Marian said, I think some small theaters will have to close. However, because this community is so engaged and because this whole region, this Columbia Pacific region, cares, mm-hmm. and even the people who are tourists, they love knowing they can come down mm-hmm. and catch a film and have pizza and beer at the Columbian Theater. So it is a community theater. And I think this community and this whole region and those of you listening, I think everyone's going to pull together and the Columbian Theater will be saved and the money will be raised. So, Janine, you told me earlier that when you heard these rumblings years ago, of course, mom and pop theaters mm-hmm. were saying, uh-oh, you know, it might happen. And the fees to switch over to digital were astronomical. Mm-hmm. However, they have been coming down.
Yes, which has made it, because for a long time, we just kind of were in denial. We were like, there's no way we can come up with like $120,000, or then it went down to $100,000, and it was just no way. So we just decided to wait. Uriah's very good at that, about, you know, it'll be okay. Let's just hang in there and wait. And sure enough, the prices started coming down. It was still astronomical. And then a year ago, we were told, well, we can buy a used one for $50,000. And what does that mean? A used computer thing that who knows if it's going to work in 5 years, then where are we at? And then now actually the cost for a new one has come down.
So now it's $50,000.
So now it's $50,000. We need $50,000.
Okay, yeah. So now the Columbian Theater to stay open needs $50,000 by Labor mm-hmm. Day. And mm-hmm. you've already had a fundraising event, the Hook and Anchor event. Uh-huh. I know uh-huh. you have other things we'll talk about in the second half mm-hmm. of the program. So you are already kind of moving towards your goal because you have already raised...
We've raised over $10,000.
Yay, that's very exciting. Uh-huh.
That's very exciting. Uh-huh. And it really is indicative of all of us who are living in yeah. fear of not being able to go there. It's like, what can we do? You know, call me. I'll help. What can we do? This is one of those things that simply cannot disappear. It just can't. It's non-negotiable. We have to do it.
And the End of the Reel campaign involves not only some fundraisers, but there are also some packages. And we'll talk about yes. people being able to go to the website. And we'll give the website information now if you're at home and you're listening, you're on the computer, you happen to want to peek in. But I'd say listen to the rest of the program and then go to the computer. But it's Columbian, Columbian, Voodoo, Voodoo.com. And if you've just tuned in, you are listening to Talk of Our Towns. I'm your host, Donna Quinn. And we're talking about the Columbian Theater in downtown Astoria, Oregon. And this is a small community theater where you can eat and watch unusual films that you may not see anywhere else. They do a lot for the community as well. And that's why it is a real community theater, even though it is owned by Janine Fairchild and Uriah Hulsey. And they've owned it for over 15 years. And Uriah is the famous chef who's been featured in national and international publications for his cooking at the Columbian Cafe, which they've owned for over 30 years. So today in the studio, I have Janine Fairchild, and I also have Marianne Myers, who is involved with a lot of worthy causes in this community. And we're talking about the End of the Reel campaign. The Columbian Theater has to go digital or go dark by the end of August, the beginning of Labor Day is actually, I think, the cutoff. However, they aren't going to go dark because you've got this fantastic campaign. So how can we keep the Columbian Theater open? What are we doing to do that?
Boy, the list is long, Janine.
Mm-hmm. You can go to our website, columbianvoodoo.com, and as we will be updating continuously during the summer as we add events. There is also a list of packages that you can purchase, which you will actually get things for your donations that you can use to come in and get a pizza, buy a couch, various things. There's a list of things, and you can pick up those packages at the Columbian Cafe, Voodoo Room, or Columbian Theater.
So, all right. So just much like when you go to an auction for any nonprofit organization, and Marianne and I, we talked a little bit about the difference between nonprofits and for-profits. And do you want to address that at all if people are wondering about that issue?
I do. I think about it in two different ways. One is that when you are a registered 501c3, the worthiness of your endeavor is implied. When you are a for-profit business, it may or may not be obvious to people, the worthiness of your endeavor, which is what sets the Columbian Theater apart, because it's clearly from the support the community has given it over the years, we are its 501c3 as a community. We are its reason for being. We know what it's why it's valuable. We already know why it's valuable. We don't need a government number to tell us that. So it is very much like buying something at a charity auction, which is not tax deductible. That's the other thing, is that people are encouraged to contribute to a 501c3 because they get a tax deduction. And when you do that for a for-profit business, you don't get the tax deduction. On the other hand, you get something. First of all, you get the theater ad infinitum for your kids to work at when they go to high school, and for all of us to sit in the balcony and enjoy each other's company. But more than that, you actually are buying something. You're buying tickets to the theater. You're buying a package with a certain number of tickets and some beer and some pizza. You're buying the theater for a screening for you and 25 or more of your friends. You're buying a love seat in the balcony or a chair in the balcony. You actually get something real at the same time that you make sure that real thing is going to be there forever. So to me, there's no leap at all between I don't have to take any kind of a justification thing. It's the same thing. It is a treasure, and it doesn't matter if it's nonprofit or not. A treasure is a treasure, and this is one of those things like Coast Community Radio where we cannot have the community we love without this thing. It's a key part. It's a no-brainer.
Absolutely. No, that makes sense. And I think that, again, it's the experience. And what's amazing about the Columbian Theater is that it's, whether you're an older person, whether you're a young person, there is something for everyone at the Columbian Theater. There are family films that Janine brings in. There are these obscure art house films. It's an experience, and we need those kinds of things so desperately, not just generic things that are happening everywhere else. That's what gives this community its character.
It's one of the reasons that Astoria is not a cookie cutter community. You don't come here from anywhere and think you were just, can't remember where you are. It's very, very singular. It's one of the pieces of why we're singular.
I took a friend of mine who was visiting to the Columbian Theater and to the Voodoo, a couple of years. I took her here, and she lived in a very trendy place in California, and she said, we have nothing like this there. We have nothing like this. I want to move here. I mean, just because of those kinds of things. I think we should talk about what's happening on Saturday night. Saturday night, there's something called Grindhouse Night happening at the Columbian Theater, and there are still tickets available. And what is it?
Okay, so if you've ever been to one of Uriah's wine and food dinners at the Voodoo Room, you'll know what I'm talking about. But we've combined that with a cocktail party and event in the Columbian Theater. It will be hosted by Uriah. He's going to be making some special treats. It's going to be 60s, 70s themed, because in the Grindhouse era, we have these old movie trailers that we put on for amusement sometime. They're great. They're from the 60s and 70s. They're spaghetti westerns. There are horror movies. There are kind of like soft porn, not really porn, but just kind of,
cheesy.
Really cheesy.
Really cheesy.
Okay. And so we're going to show some of those. And we're also having some performances by Dragolution, if you've seen them before, Marco's troupe, the local community people, and also Fever Dam, and some other events. There will also be some auctions, some auction items, which Marco will be our auctioneer.
And so food, auction, uh-huh. entertainment, the trailers from the Grindhouse uh-huh. films from
which
the 60s.
Are wonderful. I actually got to see the Grindhouse trailers uh-huh. quite a while ago, uh-huh. kind of a friends and family of the theater special showing late one night. It was uh-huh. very fun and very if you aren't old enough to remember the 60s and 70s, it will be like a little gateway into the weirdness that those years yeah. were.
You do have to be 21. Because
okay.
there is.
This is a 21 and over uh-huh. Cocktail party. It's beyond a cocktail party. So it's uh-huh. Uriah's food, it's uh-huh. cocktails, it's film, it's Dragalution. It's kind of the event to be at on Saturday
totally.
Night.
Totally. And I think that you're encouraging 60s attire for folks who would
we
like
are
to.
Encouraging 60s or 70s attire.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. If yeah. that's okay. something you'd like
if
to you, do.
Good.
If you'd like good to luck. Be part of the, you know.
There will be a photographer there that will take pictures of you with Marco.
Oh, fabulous.
Or Uriah.
All right.
The other sundry celebrities.
Okay, and now how do people get tickets? So tickets are $50 each, mm-hmm. and that goes right to the end of the Real campaign mm-hmm. to help the theater go digital so that we have this jewel, this resource, this community theater forever.
Mm-hmm. And tickets are available now at the Voodoo Room or the Columbian Cafe.
Okay, so you can mm-hmm. stop by the Voodoo Room in downtown mm-hmm. Astoria or the Columbian Cafe and pick up tickets.
Yep.
And
or they'll be available at the door. I'm
okay,
sure
right. So mm-hmm. so Saturday night, and it begins at 9 p.m.?
9 p.m.
Okay, so 9 p.m. So this is the – and you know what's so great is that the young people, like Luke and Katie are Hook and Anchor, and yes. they performed a few weeks ago, and they made a wonderful little trailer, so a group of young people here in the community. So it's not just that you have the older folks that say, yeah. oh, yeah, oh, save the theater for us. No, it's that you have engaged – there are these young people who love the Columbian Theater. And want it to mm-hmm. remain. Yeah.
You know, and the people who did that fabulous trailer, which I think the whole world will be able to see soon enough, mm-hmm. but right
with
now
Norma
you see
Hernandez.
It when you go to the movie. You see it prior to every movie right now. Those are, I mean, yeah. Luke's family grew up working at the cafe. Him and his brother and his sister, mm-hmm. Practically everybody in that movie mm-hmm. has worked
right,
or
yeah.
does
and
work.
And Norma Hernandez, and because yeah. you've done things with the Lower Hispanic Council.
Yes. Uh-huh.
And so they're just, the web is just, it's just mm-hmm. all interwoven. How the health of a business we love is related to the overall
yeah.
health of the community.
And you were there the night that they said that they would do that.
Yes.
That Colin, Luke, Tyler, Katie, various people. I think it was Tyler and Olaf might have come up with the idea, but we were having a meeting about this, and they just came by the table and went, "We have an idea. Let's make a movie."
Oh, and it's hilarious.
Out the
it's
barn.
So
it just
funny.
Like it just came out of their heads
we
like that minute.
We need to laugh more. We need to do more silly, fun things. And Saturday night's not only going to be silly and fun, but it's also helping save the Columbian Theater.
It's really wonderful, and I think about that. When I think about all of the people involved in the project mm-hmm. and involved in the theater over the years, it's sort of like it's part of the fabric of the community. And when you start unraveling that fabric by not being diligent and letting things go, it's not
right.
a good thing.
It's all connected. This
yeah,
is
right.
this is we're at ground zero. So now we only have to raise $40,000 by Labor Day.
It's great.
And
we're 20% there.
We're 20% there. It's not all going to happen on Saturday night. Saturday night we hope it's going to just be absolutely overwhelmingly attended.
Yes,
on
we
Saturday
want a full
night.
House.
Full house on Saturday night for that's the place to be. And then you are going to do some other things during the people in the community are coming up to you all.
We have.
And saying, let's do this, let's do that. So
yeah,
it's not just you and Uriah.
We have people volunteering. A band called Radio Giant is going to play the Voodoo Room for free on Saturday, August 10th. And all right. During,
so if you're listening and you have ideas for Janine, Uriah, for Marianne Myers, contact them. Because if you have an idea of an event that you'd like to do to help with the End of the Reel campaign, that would be fabulous. And because it's all about this giving back. And you all give so much, Janine, you and Uriah, to the community. And so now it's time for the community to save the Columbian Theater. And I think you have a little announcement about something, don't you?
I do. I'd like to let everyone out there know that I have two tickets to Saturday night's event to the first caller, and I am going to run out to the lobby right now and answer the phone, 503-325-0010, if you would like two tickets to the fabulous Grindhouse Cocktail Party event at the Columbian. That's this Saturday at 9 o'clock, because we're not starting the party till after the movie. Because
you know, the phone's already ringing.
All right,
here,
I'm on my way.
Okay, and then pop back here, because I'd love if you have anything else to say. And so, Janine, we do only have a few moments left. So what other things would you like the listening audience to know about the Columbian Theater and the End of the Reel campaign? I know that you said that you had been really worried about it, and that Uriah said, look, the prices will come down, it's going to be okay. And now the community has embraced you, has come together and said, we want to do something, let's think of events, let's think of ways we can make this happen. So that must make you feel...
It makes me feel incredible. Yeah, it's really, really great that the community's coming together for us like this, and it'll be worth it. I think that, you know, we've come to terms with that we're not going to be threading up the old reel to reel, and but there are going to be lots more opportunities. One thing we're doing during I think in September is the Lower Columbian Preservation Society. I don't know if you've seen John Gutenberger's films of Astoria on film, all the film clips of news footage and stuff. He's putting another one together, a new one that we're going to show, I think, as our kickoff for with the new digital projector. So when it's in, we will have that event, and that's going to be a wonderful thing to start it all out with.
It really will be. So, I love that you're very positive about it. It's going to happen one way or the other. It's going to happen. And for those of you listening, obviously, you if you don't know the Columbian Theater, then you want to experience it. The film that's playing now You See Me. Actually, I saw that when I was out of town, and it's a terrific film. It's playing there right now. But anyway, so Grindhouse Night is Saturday night, and I think Marianne is just giving away two tickets right now. And you can purchase those tickets at the Voodoo Room or the Columbian Cafe.
Right.
And again, I think the idea that the community is coming together and saying we have things we want to do shows you that it's not just something that you and your wife are doing.
Everyday people are volunteering. I'll bring a basket of candy that you can sell at the candy counter and put that towards just things like that. Every day there's something. We've had tourists from out of town that said, I don't live here, but here's a check, I want to help. You know, that just like
leaving the theater.
Any last minute thing you'd like to say, Mary?
I'd just like to say congratulations to Lynn from Garbo's Vintage Wear, who got the two tickets is uniquely qualified to wear 60s cocktail attire.
That's right. She'll get her outfit.
That's right. I wonder where she will get her 60s outfit. All right. Well, that's wonderful. All right, Mary, we only have another minute here. Anything else you'd like to say?
I always have like way too much I'd like to say, but I just want to thank everybody who has clearly all we had to do was ask, because people need to get the word out. I want to say thank you to you for helping us, Donna.
Well,
get the word out there.
I just bought my tickets for Saturday night,
thank you so much.
To me, because I love knowing I can go to the Columbian and see a film and with my daughter, or just with a friend, or by myself. Or it's a resource we need, we cherish, and we want to continue to have that here. It's part of the character of Astoria.
Just had a conversation this morning, and somebody said, "Where do you like to sit?" And I always say love seat number 9.
Love seat.
You can't do that in most theaters.
That's correct. Yeah. Well, Janine, congratulations.
Thank
on
you
creating,
so much.
Creating a business that everyone loves, and it belongs to everyone
thank
in the community.
You.
Thanks
thank
for
you.
The good work that you do.
I appreciate
and
it.
I'll see you on Saturday night. I want to thank you all for being here on the program, and thank you, Terry Wilson, our engineer extraordinaire, and local talented banjo instructor Michael Bruin for his original theme music for this program. Until next week, find a moment for yourself today. Take a deep breath. with gratitude for all the good things in your life. Focus on those good things. Expand on those. And then give yourself a loving and compassionate hug or a pat on the back for being uniquely you, for doing the best you can, and for being here now in this moment on the amazing planet we call Earth.